We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
The lights, the sounds, the cameras, the electricity. If you can feel it, hear it, see it, chances are an IBEW electrician built it. The members of the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers Local 716 built the things that make Rice University and Houston great, and we want you to join us. Excellent training, fantastic benefits in retirement, and zero student loan debt. Build a better career. To find out more, visit IBEW716.net.
Football fans are passionate, just like John Deere fans. And if you're a John Deere person, the name to know is Shoppas. In football, it's about calling the right plays. The right call for John Deere equipment is Shoppas. Shoppas has the right size track from the compact 1000 series all the way up to the 6000 series with financing available. Shoppas has great prices on lawnmowers and gators too. A John Deere is more affordable than you think. Google Shoppas at S-H-O-P-P-A-S. Shoppas, all things John Deere.
The following is a presentation of the Rice Sports Network.
The Rice Sports Network.
From Learfield, IMG College. On the Rice Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College. Welcome to Rice Owls Insider. Powered by the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, Local 716. Lighting up Rice University in Houston for over 100 years. Rice Owls Insider is brought to you by The Parking Spot. A parking spot. We have airport parking covered. Now, here's the voice of the Owls, J.P. Heath.
Welcome back to Rice Owls Insider, presented by IBEW Local 716. We are very, very grateful to have you on for this next edition and you're listening in. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Give us a subscribe on your podcast outlet of choice to get these in your phones late Wednesday mornings or midday, just around that ballpark. But first up, coming up in moments, is our biweekly visit with AD Dr. Joe Carlgaard. Dunleavy family head football coach Mike Blumgren joins me to talk Turkey and the Owls' loss at North Texas this past weekend. And then a look at UTEP. Then Miners' longtime radio man, John Teicher, joins me for a preview of Saturday's game back at Rice Stadium. A high noon start, 11:45, Houston Methodist Hospital pregame there. Basketball starts this week. The women open up with HBU. By the time you have listened, I'm sure the Owls would have gotten underway, but the men are in San Antonio versus Incarnate Word and Our Lady of the Lake coming up this weekend. I'll have that coverage for the opener Friday. Matt Peterson fills in for me Saturday against Our Lady of the Lake. All the coverage on the Owls Game Day app. Tune in and RiceOwls.com. Down, set, head on over to Little Woodrow's in Rice Village. Little Woodrow's is definitely the place to be. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram to stay updated with our upcoming events. Little Woodrow's, your local Texas bar and grill. We are off and going. Stay tuned. Coming up next on Rice Owls Insider, we'll have AD Dr. Joe Carlgaard next from Learfield IMG College.
With Houston Methodist Virtual Urgent Care, you can skip the drive and the waiting room and connect to our board-certified providers from your computer, tablet, or mobile phone. Virtual urgent care visits are available 24/7, no appointment needed, even on weekends and holidays. Now you can get the same trusted care you expect from Houston Methodist, wherever you are, whenever you need us.
To learn more, visit HoustonMethodist.org. Houston Methodist, leading medicine.
Time out. Smart Financial wants you to know that a good banking experience shouldn't feel like you're getting tackled. Since 1934, we have prided ourselves on providing hassle-free services with a game plan that focuses on people, not profits. If you live, work, or go to school at or around Rice University, visit smartcu.org to join our family and become a part of the winning team. Smart Financial, proud sponsor of Rice Athletics, federally insured by the NCUA.
Welcome back to Rice Owls Insider and the voice of the Owls, J.P. Heath.
Welcome back on Rice Owls Insider. We have Athletic Director Joe Carlgaard coming up in seconds. We also have UTEP voice John Teicher to preview those Miners coming in this weekend. A quick word and a great token of thanks this Thanksgiving season to one of our great partners, Smart Financial. Smart Financial's game plan is simple. People before profits, whether it's saving for retirement, finding your favorite car, buying your dream home, we can help. Text RICE to 276-278 to find out how. Now, Dr. Joe Carlgaard, athletic director here at the Rice University. Happy Thanksgiving. How are things?
Things are well. How are you, JP?
Can't complain too much. We got games going. The last one didn't go the way we liked it. More on that here maybe in a bit, but what's the Carlgaard household grub this week, and what are the family plans? What goes on around the Carlgaard household here this great time of year?
Yeah, you know, in previous years, this is typically just the five of us. So my wife Jill and our three kids, myself and our dog Fleener, have enjoyed Thanksgiving. I think the last 4 or 5 years. Just as a family, and that'll continue again this year. And you know, it's a fairly traditional Thanksgiving for us. We like to watch the Charlie Brown Thanksgiving special with the kids, and I like to watch one of my favorite Thanksgiving movies, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. So that'll be our Thanksgiving.
Those aren't pillows, right? It's not a pillow. So anyway, if you know, you know in that reference.
Yeah.
You just went up cinematically in my eyes even more. Finally had a game again and got to play at North Texas this past week. It was a good start to the game, and Coach Blumkin addresses this coming up in his next segment coming up. But my gosh, very few games just turn on a dime like that one did last Saturday up in Denton.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to, it's hard to swallow, I think, when you just have very, very thin margins for error when you're playing, you know, essentially half a season or a third of a season. And, you know, and you can't recover in ways that you might be able to if you had a full season and you had some, you had some consistency in playing week over week. And, you know, we just... now, granted, North Texas hadn't played since October 17th, but we sure didn't look like we were ready to go. And I know that's a focus for Coach Bloom and the team this week.
And you got UTEP coming back on Saturday. And the update still, I know the announcement had been made that there will be no fans. Does it look like that's what the committee at the university has set for the rest of this season? Like you had addressed on other podcasts too, but does that look like the way it'll be the rest of the year?
Yeah, I mean, I think if you look at the numbers nationally and then you kind of focus in on the state of Texas and then, you know, into the Houston area, the spread of the virus isn't slowing down. It's accelerating. I think a lot of people are worried about Thanksgiving and, you know, families, large groups of people getting together. And so, you know, I understand the concern. I think if you weren't going to have fans in the stadium in October, it's hard to justify it now with what's happening with the virus in our community. And so, yeah, I mean, we're going to keep trying. You know, we think we've got a really good plan. We're going to keep asking the question because we want to make sure that we give our fans an opportunity to see us play in person, if at all possible.
And any other year, this would be a very strange question to ask the athletic director of a Division I university. But any updates on the scheduling next week? With originally the thought and kind of the scuttlebutt was, and maybe it's just the broadcaster circuit and things you hear, oh, they could make up that game against UTSA, then later La Tech. But with the game scheduled at Marshall, you think we'll play at Marshall, or is there talk of maybe having a more regional approach with that makeup game, or do we even know yet?
Yeah, I mean, right now our approach is, you know, that we're Marshall's the team that we're scheduled to play on December 5th. And so we're going to prepare as though that's where we're headed that week. But, you know, I think there were 18 FBS games canceled or postponed last week. And, you know, I anticipate we're going to have a bunch more this week. And so I think the situation is one where you've got to be prepared for a variety of scenarios. We certainly would like to play within division as much as possible so that we can have those head-to-head matchups and really, you know, determine who the best team is in Conference USA West. And, you know, when you don't have an opportunity to play UTSA or Louisiana Tech, you know, it's hard for us to make that argument. So we'd like the opportunity to play as many of those teams as we can so that we can determine, you know, who deserves to go to the championship game from our half of the conference. And we'll see whether or not we get that opportunity. Right now, it only, you know, it looks like we've got UTEP and UAB left in division, which would mean we'd have four of the seven possible or six possible opponents within our division on our schedule. And, you know, if there's a way to get another one or two of them on our schedule, we'll certainly take the conference up on that opportunity.
Throughout college football this season, we've seen the narrow windows of teams getting games done in a short amount of time in the scheduling aspect of it. Is there a Conference USA mandate that it has to be 72 hours notice, that if you did have to reschedule on the fly, or is it 48 hours? I know this has been kind of addressed with other leagues, but what is that standard if it did come up here in the next few weeks?
Yeah, there really is no standard. I mean, I think, you know, you saw Cal and UCLA decide that they were going to play, I think, 48 hours. Maybe it was 72, but it was a very short window when they decided that, you know, they were going to try and play last week or the week before, whenever that was. And I think for us, you know, we've already prepped for UTSA and prepped for La Tech, and they've prepped for us. So I would think that we could play those games on short notice if needed. You know, I think anybody that we haven't prepped for, Coach Blomgren and his staff, rightfully so, would want a longer look at those opponents. And so there is no standard, JP, to answer your question. I think it just would have to be agreed upon by both teams.
Hashtag 2020. There is no,
no
rule pick for this. So basketball season getting underway. By the time you next join us, we'll have a handful of games maybe to look back and see some highs and lows. But first, on the women's side of things, had both the coaches on last week. Coach Langley's women still return a lot despite losing Erica Agumake, but Nancy Mulkey getting virtually every major preseason accolade. I think they're inventing preseason accolades for her. But just your thoughts on the promise of the program, despite losing a lot, they still have a lot to be hopeful for.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Coach Langley has done just such a great job over the time that she's been here. I've always felt like we're well prepared. You know, she gets quite a bit from our team. Our team culture is really good. You know, I'm not quite sure what the rest of the league looks like this year, and obviously replacing Erica will be a tall task, but I'm optimistic that when we get to league play, I should say, if we get to league play, I'm still hopeful that that will occur, that, you know, we'll be in contention for a conference championship. I just think that's, you know, that's the hope, certainly. And, you know, one of the layers to this, JP, is you just don't know. It's not just about COVID. I mean, it's COVID layered on top of injuries. And so, you know, I've seen this play out in football. You know, you've got a couple of offensive linemen injured, and then, you know, a couple more get COVID or get caught up in a contact trace, and all of a sudden you have no offensive line. And so, you know, the injury piece, which is normal in the rhythm of a college basketball, football, or any sports season, is still present, even with COVID on top of it. So it just, it makes the prospect for fielding deep teams in any sport much less likely. And we'll just have to see how that plays out for all of our programs for the rest of the year.
And that includes the men's side of things. They have some new additions. But the Travis Eby news last week was huge. Riley Abercrombie, a transfer that they like coming in. But your thoughts on Scott Parra's men's team this season?
Yeah, you know, I think we've got a bunch of newcomers. You know, I think we've had some young men transfer out of the program the last couple of years. But I think for the first time, really in a significant way, Coach Parra went after transfers. And, you know, Rice offers the type of opportunity that a lot of kids are looking for. And so I was really pleased to see us be able to bring in some transfer student athletes that we think will impact our program. You mentioned a couple of them. You know, Scott really likes the dynamics of this team, the camaraderie, the culture. You know, we're suffering right now from a few bumps and bruises that I think will make us a little thinner at the beginning of the season, but we hope to get some of those student athletes back. And, you know, I think we have the prospect to be pretty decent this year if things roll our way, and I'm certainly hopeful that they will.
Thank you, Joe. One day at a time. Appreciate you joining us here. Thanks much.
It's not one day at a time. It's like 1 hour at a time these days.
Yeah, you got me there. And that's so true. I mean, you just can't look forward, can you? You just have to take it that one. Heck, I'll top you 1 minute at a time, right?
I appreciate you, JP, and have a great Thanksgiving.
Yes, happy Turkey Day, and I know you'll have that afternoon run mixed in, but get you some good carbs in there. Thank you much, Joe.
All right, take care.
Stay tuned here on Rice Owls Insider. Dunleavy Family Head Football Coach Mike Blumgren coming up next year from Learfield IMG College.
The members of the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers Local 716 built the things that make Rice University and Houston great, and we want you to join us. Build a better career. To find out more, visit IBEW716.net.
No one wants to fight the traffic to and from the stadium or arena. You don't have to when you go Win. Win Transportation. Enjoy the game, not fight the traffic. 5 people or 5,000, Win offers customizable group transportation with a wide range of motor coaches, minibuses, and vans, giving your trip an extra special touch. So when it's game time, remember, all you need is Win. Book at gowin.com, GOWYNNE.com.
Big trip on the horizon? Before you depart, you gotta park. The parking spot is a simpler, easier way to navigate airport parking, and you can save when you book online. You're guaranteed a spot, and we even pick you up at your trunk in our yellow and black spotted shuttles and take you straight to the terminal. Parking and saving come full circle at the parking spot. The parking spot, proud sponsor of Rice University. Visit theparkingspot.com to reserve your spot today.
You're listening to Rice Owls Insider. Let's rejoin JP Heap.
Welcome back on Rice Owls Insider. It is brought to you each and every episode by IBEW Local 716, International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers Local 716, lighting up Rice University in Houston for over 100 years. Dunleavy Family Head Football Coach Mike Blumgren with us now. Coach, how are you?
Doing great, JP. How are you?
Can't complain. In this season of thanks, what is the Blumgren family up on Turkey Day? And as important. What's the team plan for Thanksgiving Day festivities? What's the grub like?
Yeah, you know, the team plan is going to be a little bit different than it's been in years past. Very simply, we started a tradition here that I love, and it's that we're going to bring in some turkey and dressing and a couple sides, and then families are going to bring in, you know, their favorite sides and bring in some desserts. And unfortunately, we're not able to do that this year, as you know, so we're going to try our best to bring in something that's going to be great in terms of a turkey dinner, and then have some desserts prepared. And everything has to be in a box because of COVID. You can't even have a buffet. But then we're going to go back to our meeting rooms, and we're going to eat it as our Rice football family. And looking forward to that, actually. But you're right. We got so many things to be thankful for. For me, it is my family and their health, and our football family here with the players, coaches, and staff that I'm very thankful for.
Just a little bit on that game against North Texas. You were quick to credit Coach Luttrell after on the press Zoom, but what have you seen from the guys in response to that setback? Because the losses have always hurt, but this one, I know there seemed to be some special oomph behind that one. Y'all took that one kind of personally.
Yeah, I think I took it very hard. I took it hard because I felt like they outbranded us. I thought they played more physical than we did. I thought they, they hit from start to finish, and we hit at the start. And again, like, it's not like we didn't play hard or anything like that, but they really did a good job picking it up, and they played really smart as the game went on. So I take my hat off to him and his coaching staff and his team for what they did. They had, you know, the defensive player of the week in the conference after playing us, and he earned it. Gosh, he was as disruptive as any nose guard I've seen in recent memory. You know, and you know, whether we were running the ball, it seemed like he was in the way or at least causing the back to have to cut. And if we were throwing the ball, he was in the backfield, if not making a play on the quarterback. So we've got to do a better job there offensively. Defensively, you know, we started out on fire. You know, the 3-3 and outs were incredible. And then when we have a little bit of adversity with muffing the punt, we weren't able to get it back together. And that's really disappointing because that's what we train for, is the mental toughness. We want and welcome adversity so that we can overcome it. And right now we've got to be in a mindset of belief and trust in our coaches and each other. And that's what really this week has been about, is striving to make them understand that that's the next step we have to take, is believing in themselves first and then in their teammates. We've had two great days of practice, and looking forward to keeping this thing rocking.
Saw a note on Austin Trammell preparing for this one. It's not bad when you get lumped in NFL circles. Trammell, the sheriff, obviously. He's probably better known as that. Back-to-back 100-yard games, first time since JT Jordan Taylor, a.k.a. Sunshine, did it a few years back. But just Austin, I know he was a little banged up early in that game. Nate and I were talking about but he just seemed to not miss a beat. What's Austin continue to do to get the ball and make plays in different ways?
Yeah, you know, I think the first thing you have to talk about is the warrior mindset that kid has. You know, he did get banged up. He had a couple things where the ball didn't bounce our way, and he made a mistake that, you know, normally he wouldn't make, trying to make a play. And then he comes back, and he just found a way to keep fighting and keep finding a way to catch the ball in critical third downs and keep the sticks moving. And, yeah, I mean, we really trust him, as you know, and we really love his leadership. So we need more of that. There were other things that were so positive coming out of the game. You know, like, we went into the game saying we had to take number one Jalen Darden out of it. And I think he had, I don't know if it's a career low, but it's a low since I've been tracking him. He had four catches for 50 yards. Defense did a great job on him. We wanted to keep the quarterback from being able to run all over the field. And we had one bad play where we didn't do our job. We had two people not do their job, and the rest is history, and it's a long touchdown. But the rest of the game, we kept him largely in check. And so there are great things. I think back to Jake Bailey and his individual effort in the fourth quarter. You know, what would have been a 90-yard or an 89-yard punt return gets called back because of a penalty that really didn't affect the return. So us making a critical error in that instance. But Jake has that long return, goes to the sideline, gets a shot of water, goes out the next offensive play, catches a ball, stays in, blocks, goes to the sideline, throws up everywhere because he's just gassed, and then immediately takes another shot of water and jumps back in there and catches a touchdown. So, you know, just that warrior mindset that some of these guys are showing, the way they're fighting, that's the stuff that keeps encouraging me. That and the way we're practicing, the way we're preparing, that I really still believe good things are coming and soon.
And like, you know, and the rest of the country is starting to realize you've got a great one behind center in Mike Collins. The stat you referenced in your weekly presser earlier, so I dug a little bit, found the Twitter mention, and four quarterbacks in the FBS with at least 10 touchdowns, as few as one interception. Coastal Carolina quarterback, Ian Book at Notre Dame, the Western Michigan QB, and Mike Collins with 10 touchdowns and just one pick. Outside of that first half against Middle Tennessee, is he playing at this level as well as you can play quarterback?
Yeah, you know, I go back to the Southern Miss game because I thought that was a really good game from start to finish for Mike. He took everything that was there. He made some unbelievable throws. And did he play well in this past week? Yeah, but there's still a couple of things. We hold Mike to such a high standard, and he holds himself to that same high standard where we had the fourth down. And, you know, instead of kicking a field goal like we would have done in years past, we trust Mike. We trust our defense. So we go for it, and we have some of the options there, and we just don't make the throw. And but, gosh, he's a guy that wants the ball in his hand with the game on the line. I think all of our kids trust him. And that's a really cool thing as we're talking about those words, belief and trust, a lot this week. It's great to have your teammates believe in you completely.
And you got Dana Dimmel and UTEP coming in Saturday. They've been road warriors. And, my gosh, they haven't played at home since September 17th. The town of El Paso has gone through so much. But just speak to what Coach Dimmel has done in his third year, as you were telling us earlier today, that it seems like that they're really adapting to that mindset. That and they've been a very tough physical type of team.
Yeah, they've been a tough out for everybody. I think there's only one game that's been out of the balance, and that was the second half of their last ball game against UTSA. You know, they had a couple injuries go down, and UTSA took advantage of some things. But aside from that, they've been in games, not counting the Texas game either, I guess. But in conference, they've just really battled, and they're so close, and we just got to make sure that their closeness doesn't happen this week. We need our closeness to be the one that pulls through on the other side. Because they are. They're in the same third year as we are. It's great to see the growth and great to see them play how I believe he wants his team to play. And that's toughness and discipline. And you see those things all over the field right now.
And this is a team that Rice has played more consecutively than any other team. So even though it's way out west, I mean, really his rivalry since, this has been the longest one going for you guys. So how do y'all approach that with the team there?
You know, I think we've been pretty consistent. Any conference team in our state, we're going to kind of think of it as a rivalry. It's a big dang game, and we want to play those games, and we want to win those games because those are the games that, you know, we may not be going to El Paso very often to recruit people, but we're going to see them on the recruiting trail. They're certainly coming to Houston, Texas, and recruiting kids from our backyard. So those are always important games, and the bottom line, it's a divisional opponent, and it's our next game, and we want to win it.
Coach, have a great week. I'll talk to you pregame. Happy Thanksgiving. Appreciate all you do, and we will talk to you then, okay? Have a great one.
Thank you, JP. Happy Thanksgiving.
That's Mike Blumgren, Dunleavy Family Head Football Coach of our Rice Owls. Stay tuned. Rice Owls Insider right after this.
Have no post-game plans? You do now. Head down the street to Little Woodrow's in Rice Village and relax over indoor and outdoor games, sports, and drink specials that a college student cannot refuse. All you have to do is bring your student ID to enjoy $2.50 domestic drafts. Also, don't miss out on our Monday college nights as we've got $2 domestic drafts and $3 shots. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram to stay updated on all our upcoming events and specials. Little Woodrow's, the official Rice Owls game day headquarters.
Rice fans, need a place to stay while watching your Owls play ball? Located just steps from campus is the Hilton Houston Medical Center. Visit us today at houstonplaza.hilton.com or call 713-313-4000 to get that special Rice discount. Again, that's houstonplaza.hilton.com or call 713-313-4000 to get that special Rice discount now.
Football fans are passionate, just like John Deere fans. And if you're a John Deere person, the name to know is Shoppas. In football, it's about calling the right plays. The right call for John Deere equipment is Shoppas. Shoppas has the right size track from the compact 1000 series all the way up to the 6000 series with financing available. Shoppas has great prices on lawnmowers and gators too. A John Deere is more affordable than you think. Google Shoppas at S-H-O-P-P-A-S. Shoppas, all things John Deere.
Welcome back to Rice Owls Insider. Here again, the voice of the Owls,
J.P. Heath.
Rice Owls football is brought to us by Carbach Brewing Company, proudly brewed in Houston at 2032 Carbach Street. Carbach, it's crafted for serious fun. We've got a lot of great announcers in CUSA. The smoothest may be John Teicher. I love his call when tuning into Miners games. John, how are you, sir?
I'm well, JP. It's been an unusual, strange season, but here we are, and hopefully a little football between the Miners and the Rice Owls at Rice Stadium on Saturday.
Loving the stash, man. Before we get going, loving the stash. I love
Not it. A lot of people see it because I've always got a mask on.
So first off, in the non-sporting sense, just because what really matters is just our different towns and communities. So how is El Paso doing? Because we heard like the last couple of weeks, the big outbreak, but just how is El Paso doing and recovering from that recent surge we read about?
Well, it's still going on, JP. It's been a tough time. It took a while to get here. El Paso did well in the early months of the COVID crisis, but in the last, I don't know, month or 6 weeks, it has really been a struggle in this community. Now, in campus, the campus community here at UTEP has done quite well, but it's definitely been a struggle within the county limits, JP. And I know there are a lot of people working hard to try and change that.
So third year with Coach Dimmel, it seems like the team is really buying in. Mike Bloomgren mentioned today in his press conference, it really seems like they're buying in a lot, and it's his style of team. What have you seen from the inside, and of course, being at a lot of the practices and in all the games, as they look to be adhering to his approach?
Yeah, I think so, JP. Where they've really made huge strides, in my view, is on the defensive side of the football. They brought in a number of junior college transfers during the offseason, hoping to shore things up. And they have hit on probably a half dozen different JUCO transfers on the defensive side that have been regular top contributors throughout the course of this season, and particularly up front. They've got a couple of kids in the middle of that defensive line, Keenan Stewart and Kelton Moss, who have made a tremendous difference thus far this season. And for me, that's been the biggest difference in this UTEP football team.
Yeah, that was one of my other questions, because I saw some of the defensive numbers were improved. So it seemed like the D-line is probably the strong suit of the defense.
I would say so. They have done a pretty good job for the most part against the running game, and have just held up a lot better up until the last couple of games. They've been outstanding on third down. The last two games, they've slipped a little bit in that regard. But when you consider they've played seven games and better than 50% of the total yards they've allowed and 50% of the scoring they've allowed have come in two games, two of those seven games. Otherwise, it's been a pretty good year for that UTEP defense.
How's Hardison been at quarterback, and how does the offense fall into place around him?
Well, he's been okay. He hasn't made a ton of glaring mistakes. He's got a terrific arm, can make all the throws, but like any first year starter, he's kind of had his ups and downs. And one thing that I think has hindered him a little bit is, despite the fact that individually Deion Hankins has run the ball effectively, as a team, the Miners have not. They're averaging well under 4 yards a carry, and they've, in four of their seven games, been under 100 yards rushing as a team. So they just haven't been consistent enough in running the football, and I think that's made Gavin's task that much more challenging, I think, thus far in 2020.
This ties into the earlier question, so I guess I should ask this, got it out of order, but y'all haven't had a home game since September 19th, so has it been tough to get into some kind of rhythm being the road warrior, so to speak?
Well, not just the fact that we haven't played a home game, but we breezed through at JP our first five games. We played our first five games as they were scheduled, and then since then it's just been on and off. every week. In fact, Saturday's game, should it come off at Rice Stadium, would be only the fourth game in the last 9 weeks for UTEP football. So I think that's been challenging, and certainly not having been able to play a game in the Sun Bowl in more than 2 months now, I think has been a challenge. So we've all had to adjust. We've all had to be flexible, but that doesn't mean that it isn't still challenging.
And finally, we've had some close games in the past, a lot of big moments, and just in my time and a lot before me, that you've seen a lot of good Rice-UTEP games. So from your perspective and the UTEP perspective, what are they saying about Rice? And to be interested, just the sense, if there is some kind of rivalry, or is that more UTEP-UTSA?
No, I would say that the Miners and the Owls have forged a pretty good rivalry, JP. You're talking about back to the last years of the Western Athletic Conference era for both the Miners and the Owls. I think this is the 23rd straight year that the two teams are playing on the football field. I know it's the longest continuing series for the Owls. I think it is for the Miners as well. So I think these two programs have forged a pretty good rivalry, and certainly both programs have had their moments over the last 22 games.
And I was just looking at the basketball schedule today. Looks like I'll be out there for four nights, 3 days. So can't wait to get out there and kind of return the favor, get out there. But thanks for joining us, John.
You betcha, JP. Look forward to seeing you this weekend.
The great John Teicher here on Rice Owls Insider. I'll wrap it up right after this here. Stay tuned from Learfield IMG College.
The members of the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers Local 716 built the things that make Rice University and Houston great, and we want you to join us. Build a better career. To find out more, visit IBEW716.net.
Smart Financial wants you to know that a good banking experience shouldn't feel like you're getting tackled. Since 1934, we have prided ourselves on providing hassle-free services with a game plan that focuses on people, not profits. If you live, work, or go to school at or around Rice University, visit smartcu.org to join our family and become a part of the winning team. Smart Financial, proud sponsor of Rice Athletics, federally insured by the NCUA.
The Wyndham Houston Medical Center Hotel and Suites is the preferred hotel for anybody visiting the medical center, the museum district, or Rice University. We offer the largest suites in the medical center, complete with full kitchens, and our full-service restaurant and outdoor pool will make your stay complete. We look forward to having you experience the Wyndham Houston Medical Center Hotel and Suites soon. And if you need a group rate or need 10 or more rooms, don't forget to call 713-528-7744. That's 713-528-7744.
That will do it for another fun edition of Rice Owls Insider from IBEW Local 716. Big thanks to Athletic Director Dr. Joe Carlgaard, Dunleavy Family Head Football Coach Mike Blumgren, and John Teicher, longtime voice of the UTEP Miners. I meant that, smoothest pipes in all the league. But we'll talk to you Saturday from the broadcast booth. Nate and I have it at 11:45 a.m. on TuneIn. It's a high noon start. RiceHouse.com, the Rice Game Day app as well. It's on ESPN3 with our buddies David Salzman and Taylor McCard as well. Have a great rest of this day or night, depending on when you're listening or watching. God bless. Go Owls. Thank you around this Thanksgiving time. We'll talk to you next time out here from Learfield IMG College.
On the Rice Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, you've been listening to Rice Owls Insider, powered by IBEW Local 716, lighting up Rice University in Houston for over 100 years. Rice Owls Insider was brought to you by The Parking Spot. We have airport parking covered. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation on the Rice Sports Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.